Hello, and welcome to episode 55 of the Performance Health for Musicians podcast. I'm your host, Amanda, and in this episode, I'll be talking about ice and heat for injuries and when you should use each of them. Let's get started. When you're in pain, sometimes it can be a challenge to know the best course of action to take in order to feel better. Most commonly, individuals use ice and heat to help treat their pain. But how do you know which one to use? This information that I'll be discussing can be used as a guide. Also, it is important to note that if you have certain conditions, such as diabetes, deep vein thrombosis, or any sort of vascular disease, be sure to check with your doctor before using ice or heat on your injuries. Typically, you will want to use ice when you want to reduce swelling and inflammation. The cold temperature of ice will cause the blood vessels to narrow, decreasing the inflammation that causes swelling. You will want to use ice on new injuries within the first 24 hours and up to 3 days following an injury. Apply ice with a towel in between the ice pack and your skin to prevent frostbite. And you'll want to use up to 20 minutes on and off at a time. I've come to the conclusion that coffee alone just doesn't do it for me anymore. I don't like the feeling of that energy crash a few hours later, and I find myself reaching for a second, third, or even fourth cup later on. Recently, I found this little shot that has improved my mornings so much. Instead of drinking that much coffee to have energy, I drink a little shot of Magic Mind each morning, and it's allowed me to really cut down on my coffee consumption. One of the biggest benefits I've noticed since drinking Magic Mind is an increase in mental energy and focus, and as a result, I've been more productive. As a busy musician, teacher, blogger, and podcaster, this is huge for me. I've also noticed that I've been able to sleep better since it's not heavy on caffeine. The inclusion of all natural ingredients in Magic Mind is important to me, and it has no sugar, is nut-free, vegan, keto, and paleo-friendly. Another bonus for me personally is that it includes ashwagandha, an adaptogen that reduces stress and anxiety and has been used medicinally since 6000 BC. You can get it at magicmind.com/4musicians. And with the special code ASAGE20, you also get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. That's ASAGE20 for 56% off. It also works if you're already a subscriber, you save on the next subscription payment. Magic Mind is one of the few companies with a 100% money-back guarantee, no questions asked. There's really no risk. If you don't like it, they refund in 3 to 4 hours. So it's magicmind.com/4musicians with discount code ASAGE20 for up to 56% off a subscription. If you find yourself reaching for that third or fourth cup of coffee like me, I encourage you to try Magic Mind. It's a game changer. With heat, you'll want to use it on injuries that are at least 3 days old. Heat opens up the blood vessels, increasing blood flow to the area along with oxygen and important nutrients to assist with healing. In particular, heat is good for arthritis pain and stiff muscles. As with ice, you'll want to use a towel in between the heating pad and your skin to prevent burns, and use up to 20 to 30 minutes at a time, off and on. Heat can typically be tolerated a bit longer than ice, but again, be sure to keep an eye on your skin for any redness or signs of burns. Lastly, if one or the other, ice or heat, causes you pain or causes the pain to become worse, stop application immediately and consult with your doctor. The bottom line, there is really no right or wrong way in which to use ice or heat. It just depends on the injury and what ultimately feels best to you. What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear thoughts and comments. You can contact me via email at performancehealthformusicians@gmail.com. Also through the website, performancehealthformusicians.com, and through both Facebook and Instagram. I'd love it if you gave both of those pages a like and a follow too. And don't forget, if you have any topic suggestions for future episodes, I'm always open to hearing ideas. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to talking with you again next time.